task number one. You will hear the descriptions of 5 different days from the itinerary of a tour of Russia. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F which statement applies to each day. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Now you have 30 seconds to look at task number 1.
Day 1.
The day's sightseeing program includes a visit to the Kremlin to see the cathedrals of the Annunciation, the Assumption, and the Archangel Michael. There is a guided tour of these magnificent and historic churches. This is followed by a guided tour of the Armory Museum, with its fine collection of imperial weapons and the state carriages formerly used by the Tsars. A mystery excursion is planned after dark in the heart of Moscow.
Day 2.
A morning drive around St. Petersburg gives the opportunity for you to see many of its imperial and aristocratic palaces, including the great Baroque complex of Smolny Convent, the great palace built for the Empress Elizabeth, the Palace of Pavlovsk, and the Hermitage Museum. There are optional afternoon visits to the Peter and Paul Fortress Cathedral or to a concert of Baroque music at the Great Church of St. Isaac. Some of the finest musicians in the city will perform pieces by great Russian composers.
Day 3.
Today we visit the historic Yaroslavl, a well-preserved and fascinating city. In the centre of this city, you will see the lovely church of Elijat. The frescoes on the walls inside the church are magnificent, and some date from as early as the 14th century. A delicious banquet lunch is provided for us in the town hall as guests of the mayor. We are then driven back to our vessel moored on the Neva River and depart for the island of Kizi in Lake Onega. Here you'll see some picturesque villages with traditional houses and gardens.
Day 4.
Having arrived on the island of Kizi in Lake Onega late the previous night, early risers can see the imposing 18th century church at its very best, with the rising sun reflected off its 22 golden domes. This building is a marvel of Russian wooden architecture. Later in the day, there is a visit to the town with its restored 18th century buildings. The town has an excellent bookshop and local market, where you can find hand-knitted and crochet work of the finest traditional quality at very reasonable prices to take home as presents.
Day 5.
Today's program is quite relaxing. Guests are free to go on their own sightseeing or shopping trips in St. Petersburg. Alternatively, you can relax in the hotel's magnificent health center, where saunas and massages are available, or sample the delights of the hotel's 5-star restaurant, which has magnificent views, both of the River Neva and St. Petersburg itself. Guests will leave the hotel in the early evening for the airport, giving you plenty of time for duty-free shopping before departure for London at 9:30.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Day 1.
The day's sightseeing program includes a visit to the Kremlin to see the cathedrals of the Annunciation, the Assumption, and the Archangel Michael. There is a guided tour of these magnificent and historic churches. This is followed by a guided tour of the Armory Museum, with its fine collection of imperial weapons and the state carriages formerly used by the Tsars. A mystery excursion is planned after dark in the heart of Moscow.
Day 2.
A morning drive around St. Petersburg gives the opportunity for you to see many of its imperial and aristocratic palaces, including the great Baroque complex of Smolny Convent, the great palace built for the Empress Elizabeth, the Palace of Pavlovsk, and the Hermitage Museum. There are optional afternoon visits to the Peter and Paul Fortress Cathedral, or to a concert of Baroque music at the Great Church of St. Isaac. Some of the finest musicians in the city will perform pieces by great Russian composers.
Day 3.
Today we visit the historic Yaroslavl, a well-preserved and fascinating city. In the centre of this city you will see the lovely church of Elijat. The frescoes on the walls inside the church are magnificent, and some date from as early as the 14th century. A delicious banquet lunch is provided for us in the town hall as guests of the mayor. We are then driven back to our vessel moored on the Neva River and depart for the island of Kizi in Lake Onega. Here you'll see some picturesque villages with traditional houses and gardens.
Day 4.
Having arrived on the island of Kizi in Lake Onega late the previous night, early risers can see the imposing 18th century church at its very best, with the rising sun reflected off its 22 golden domes. This building is a marvel of Russian wooden architecture. Later in the day, there is a visit to the town, with its restored 18th century buildings. The town has an excellent bookshop and local market, where you can find hand-knitted and crochet work of the finest traditional quality at very reasonable prices to take home as presents.
Day 5.
Today's programme is quite relaxing. Guests are free to go on their own sightseeing or shopping trips in St. Petersburg. Alternatively, you can relax in the hotel's magnificent health centre, where saunas and massages are available, or sample the delights of the hotel's 5-star restaurant, which has magnificent views, both of the River Neva and St. Petersburg itself. Guests will leave the hotel in the early evening for the airport, giving you plenty of time for duty-free shopping, before departure for London at 9:30.